Welcome to another episode of Full Frontal Fatherhood. Today I want to talk to you, the mothers, about how you can change your husbands. And yes, this works on women as well. But I know a lot of you women are very frustrated with how your husbands act or don't act and wish you had some way to influence their behavior. Unfortunately, most of the things that women and men do to change their partners backfire. And so I want to talk to you about how to do it in an effective way. As you probably know, and yet don't know what else to do, when you put pressure on somebody to do something, they resist. They do the opposite. We all do it. We were all controlled far too much as children, and we have this compulsory response to push away when we feel pressure. Yes, sometimes we will acquiesce or go along or be good for some period of time, but it's not sustainable. And before you know it, no matter how nice you were when you asked your husband to do X, Y, or Z, it will fall off and you'll be left with the same old pattern. So yes, of course, nagging and controlling and writing lists and telling him how he could be better, or even asking him in a nice way, could you do X, Y, and Z? All of it doesn't lead to sustainable change, which of course is very frustrating. How do you communicate? Hey, how do we do this differently? We need to have this taken care of. And yet your partner, husband or wife, continues to do the thing they just habitually do because it's deeply wired in who they are. So if the first step to changing your partner is to not put pressure on them, the second step is to take advantage of empathy. Empathy is when we feel what another person is going through. If somebody we care about is suffering, we feel empathic towards them and we are motivated deeply to help them. If you share your difficult experience with your partner and ask for their help in not feeling that, they'll be motivated both to help you and to find a good solution. So next time you're struggling with something, go and talk to your partner and say, hey, can you listen to me for a few minutes? I'm struggling with something and I'd really like to work it out. And then share with them. It's so hard for me how rarely it seems like you clean the kitchen. I always feel like it's up to me. After dinner, you kind of disappear and I'm left to it. And maybe I'm just distorting that in my mind, but I feel all alone in that moment. And I hate feeling all alone like that. I wish we could do it together in some way, but I also get that you need time to check out after your long day at work. Is there some way that we could work this out together? You share your feelings and you ask for help in solving the problem. The third step to creating long-term sustainable change in your partner is acknowledgement. Acknowledging your partner anytime they do something even close to what you like. The way that trainers get dolphins to do amazing tricks up into the sky is that anytime the dolphin does something even close to what the trainer wants, the dolphin gets a treat, an acknowledgement. The dolphin learns, if I do this, I get what I want. And that creates a deep motivation to do that more. They never chastise or punish or do any negative reinforcement to the dolphin. It's all positive. So next time your husband cleans a part of the kitchen, don't point out how he didn't clean the rest. That will lead to him cleaning less of the kitchen next time. Point out your appreciation for what he did clean. That will lead to more desire to clean more for him in the future. We are not so different from dolphins. When we get positive feedback, in a sincere way, of course it can't be manipulative. That doesn't work if we're really saying, oh my God, you finally cleaned up the bathroom. That's great, honey. Thanks a lot. That's not going to go anywhere. But if you're sincerely expressing appreciation for all the little things that your partner does, that will inspire them to do more of that. And there is no value in the negative reinforcement. There's no value in saying, oh, that doesn't work for me. Don't do that. Yes. Have these moments, like I said in the first step, where you sit down with your partner and you communicate how it is for you in that experience. So in summary, the three things that you can do to change your partner are: don't be controlling in any way or apply any pressure to them, even through asking them to do things for you. Go and share your feelings and ask them to solve the problem with you. And third, acknowledge anything they do that's what you like. These three things can actually lead to sustainable long-term change. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Full Frontal Fatherhood. I would love to hear your thoughts on this juicy and controversial subject. Please join the conversation below, but let's keep it friendly because this is hard stuff and we're all really doing our best. If you like the video, please share it with your friends, and I'll see you next Friday for another episode of Full Frontal Fatherhood. Take care.